Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. It's been a horror day on Perth Roads. The Kwinana Freeway southbound is currently a car park after a motorcycle and truck collided near Berrigan Drive. Major crash investigators are on the scene. It comes on the heels of a motorcycle fatality this morning on Canning Highway in Como. A 47-year-old man died at the scene after being struck by a ute. A Bandidos gang member has appeared in a Perth court accused of assaulting a man in the state's southwest. An 18-year-old suffered a broken jaw when he was allegedly punched twice outside a licensed venue in Bunbury in the early hours of March 31. The men are not known to each other. The 32-year-old accused has been granted bail and will face court again next month. The opposition leader isn't a fan of the Prime Minister's industry plan, labelling it as unachievable promises aimed at appeasing voters. The Future Made in Australia Act will use taxpayer money to jumpstart clean energy and manufacturing, but Peter Dutton thinks it's all hot air.
The problem is that under this government, the number of manufacturing businesses who are going broke is up by three times. We know that businesses just can't afford to pay their energy bills, and small and big businesses are no different to family households at the moment.
Next week's aviation firefighter strike has been called off. Workers were going to walk off the job for 4 hours on Monday, but it's been suspended after reaching a new deal with Air Services Australia. It was set to cause major flight disruptions nationally if it went ahead. In sport, Freo has named Neil Erasmus to play against Port Adelaide on Saturday, replacing the injured Michael Frederick, while Tom Emmett will line up for just the seventh game of his AFL career, having debuted late last season. The young forward says the forward line is focusing on pressure.
Yeah, that was put to show on the weekend against Carlton. I feel like that was where a lot of our looks came from. Lots of forward 50 tackles and things like that, just to put the opposition under pressure to make, force them to make an error. So yeah, that's our brand, I'd probably say at the moment.